Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The Finance Minister, Mr. Arun Jaitley, in his spirited defense of the demonetization saga, mentioned the increasing income tax compliance by Indian citizens as proof that demonetization was a resounding success. He gave a lot of statistics to drive home the point that from being a non-compliant society, a society that did not believe in compliance with the tax regulations, we have become a compliant society. What were the highlight of those statistics? He said that the number of income tax returns being filed have gone up to 6.8 crores from the earlier figure of 3.8 crores. That's a huge jump in a matter of 4 years. It is in 2013 that the returns filed were 3.8 CR. They have now shot up to 6.86 CR. He further mentions that in 2013, the income tax collections were about 6.8 lakh crores. That was the annual income tax collection of India. Last year, it shot up to 10.02 lakh crores. In the current period, today is the last date for filing of personal income tax returns. The Times of India reports that the returns being filed have shot up by 60%. Mr. Jaitley also mentioned that since the demonetization drive, the number of income tax returns being filed in India have gone up by over a crore. It is with reference to these statistics and figures that Mr. Jaitley contends that demonetization was a resounding success. One cannot doubt the fact that the Indian society has been complying with taxes and tax formalities more and more. We are certainly heading to becoming a more compliant society. But is it because of demonetization? Is the question mark. Is it that just because of demonetization, the Indian society, the Indian public have started filing their income tax returns which they were earlier not willing to do? We don't think so. The reason for the increased income tax compliance and filing of returns lies with the amendments to the Income Tax Act and the remarkable and splendid work by the Income Tax Department per se in enforcing this amended laws. So, in the last few years, during the Modi government tenure, income tax has become even more stricter. Penalties for connivance, penalties for evasion, penalties for not paying taxes have shot up. You would end up paying penalties much more than the income that you are trying to evade. Apart from the penalties shooting up, it has been supported by much more instances of surveys, searches, raids being conducted by the Income Tax Department. So you have a tougher law, heavy penalties, followed up by searches, surveys, and not to mention, or rather not to omit, prosecutions. Income tax is prosecuting tax evaders more and more. It has been the impact of these that people are being forced to file their income tax returns and pay their taxes. It is not just because of these kind of laws that have come in and are being enforced better. The other thing that the Income Tax Department has done, because of which returns are being filed or tax evaders are being spotted, is that the department is collecting data from a lot of sources and analyzing it all the time. You buy a property, the Income Tax Department is informed. You buy a high-end car, the Income Tax Department is informed. You spend on the credit card on a big scale, the Income Tax Department is informed. You incur transactions in cash, you deposit money in the bank account in cash, you travel abroad, you buy shares, you buy mutual funds, you sell shares. The Income Tax Department today is getting all this information on a real-time basis. And it is because of this information that it gets, it is able to spot any instance of tax evasion or point out those persons who need to file the tax returns. And it is this which has impacted very, very favorably the filing of income tax returns in India. Demonetization was just a sideshow as far as compliance is concerned with the Income Tax Act. It has got to do with the very strongly strengthened Income Tax Act and its enforcement by the Income Tax Department. The other aspect why the compliances have shot up is the fact that India today shares information with over 100 countries on a real-time basis. Gone are the days when you could go to a Switzerland or you could go to a Channel Islands or a Bahamas, open an undisclosed bank account, deposit your untaxed money and get away with it. It cannot happen now anymore. Over 100 countries provide information to the Income Tax Department all the time on a real-time basis, which significantly helps to prevent tax evasion. And with heavy penalties and prosecution to boot, which are hounding the tax evaders, the incentive to evade taxes is gone. And so is the fear that has come into the minds of the tax evaders. So, if India is filing returns in far bigger volumes, it is not because of demonetization. It is because of the strengthened Income Tax Act and its very harsh compliance being insisted upon by the Income Tax Department. Do not file your returns if you are liable to. And see, you will face prosecution, you will face penalties, you might even have the Income Tax Department visiting you at home. So India is becoming a more compliant society, but the compliance is because of a far better enforcement of the law and a comprehensive database that comes to the Income Tax Department on a real-time basis, by which it is able to spot the tax evaders before much damage can be done. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.